I like to, though, end with an amazing story. This story, I think, fits our theme of a person should always try to follow halacha the way the halacha states. And as the Aruch HaShulchan wrote, don't look for shtusim. Don't look for silly reasons to push off not doing halacha the exact way. Should try to do simply follow halacha the way we should. Now, you're not going to believe the story I'm about to tell you. But this story, I could verify. A friend of mine sent it to me. It was publicized just this week by Rabbi Yisachar Fran from Baltimore. He heard this story from Chash of a Yid, Rabbi Yosef Chaim Goldring. He's actually a father-in-law, Golding, of one of my friends, of our friends. And he heard it from the protagonist himself. The story, we'll call him Ben. And the story was said at Shiva for Mr. Joseph Kamenetsky. Mr. Joseph Kamenetsky, Lo Hashem, passed away years ago, was involved in the heads of Torah Masorah, organization for spreading Torah across America. And he personally was involved in the opening of many, many day schools across the country. So while the family was sitting Shiva, from person walks in, and the family is looking. No one recognizes this guy. This guy introduces himself. My name is Ben. I have a story to tell you. I grew up out of town in a non-observant family, but my parents sent me to a Jewish day school. Jewish school I went as a kid. And like many parents, look, they wanted me to get a Jewish education. Sent me to this school. I was a young kid, under 10. One day, my father was taking me somewhere. It was a rush to go. And I'm sitting in my room, and he tells me to go. Okay, I quickly get dressed. Then 2 minutes later, my father comes back. What's taking so long? So the guy said, I have to retie my shoes. You have to retie your shoes? What's the matter? He's like, I put them on the wrong way. You're supposed to put your right shoe, then your left shoe, and then tie your left shoe, then tie your right shoe. Who taught you that? So that's why I learned in school. The father was so upset. This is the craziness they're teaching you in that school. That was the end of my Jewish schooling. The father pulled him out of yeshiva. He went to public school. Unfortunately, the rest is history. He was just another statistic of kids who unfortunately didn't get a yeshiva education. He ended up not religious. To the extent he was met a nice Catholic girl and was engaged to her. Ben says over, on the day of my wedding, I'm getting dressed in my tux, put on my nice new pair of shoes. I bent down to tie my shoes, and it hit me. I tied my left shoe before my right shoe. And I asked myself, why am I tying my left shoe before my right shoe? He remembered that something I learned back in the day in yeshiva. He's like, that aspect of Judaism I keep, but I'm going to marry out of the faith. I'm going to have my kid not be Jewish. He called her up. He left her at the altar. That's it. He decided, I have to go off to yeshiva. And that's what he did. He went to Eretz Yisrael, went to one of the Bali Tshuva yeshivas, and became a Bali Tshuva. Amazing story. But it doesn't end there. Unfortunately, you know of Bali Tshuva, you know, it's a nice, inspiring story, but life is not all rosy. You always have challenges anytime in Yiddishkeit. Polishkei in Bali Tshuva, life isn't easy. And he succeeded, he learned well in yeshiva, but when he re-entered the parsha of Shidduchim, not easy to find the Shidduch for Bali Tshuva. And he dated girl after girl. One point he was discussing with Rosh Yeshiva, what should he do? He's dated, he's not going. So Yeshiva says, you know, I have an idea. Well, let me ask you a question. Are you ready to, quote unquote, lower your standards? I know you want to marry a nice religious girl, but would you marry someone from a background, a Gioris, convert? Would you be willing to do that? He said, look, yeah, it's worth a try. Why not? And as fate would have it, it was read to him the same girl that he left at the altar years ago. When she found out, look, he's giving up everything because of his Judaism, she decided unto herself, I want to look into Judaism. And their paths came back years later. You see from here, a person just simply keeps mitzvahs. What's a simple mitzvah? Tying your shoe. How to do it. All the more so, when to do a bris milah. How to schedule these things. As Aruch HaShulchan says, don't look for shtusim. Don't have silly cheshbonos when it comes to doing mitzvahs. You do a mitzvah simple and right, you never know the ramifications it could have. Thank you very much for listening. A wonderful week.